6 right here on the program. Time now to catch up with our new gadget guru, Paul Bristow, here in the studio. Afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Tony.
How's the week been so far?
So far, so good. But it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. We've still got a few days to go and a lot of people finishing up this Friday. Are you taking a break for Christmas, New Year, or are you plugging away?
Plugging away, I'm afraid.
You're working on something very important at the moment. If our listeners didn't hear a few weeks ago when you told us about Pangloss Labs, just give us the update on what it is and how it's all travelling at the moment.
So Pangloss Labs is intended to be an open innovation centre aimed at creating new types of businesses around here in the region using new technology, open source hardware, and laser cutters, 3D printers, all of this sort of thing.
If you'd like to find out more, you can go to the website pangloss labs oneword.org, and Pangloss is spelled P-A-N-G-L-O-S-S, pangloss labs.org, to find out more. And eventually you'll be doing a bit of crowdfunding, you'll be looking at some investors, all that sort of stuff. And but essentially it's an open, in fact
at the moment it's two associations, one in France, one in Switzerland. Anyone's welcome to come join.
Beauty. We'll look forward to staying in touch with the progress on that one. An update on our chat here on the program last week, the Gadget Gurus segment. We were talking about these glass systems.
Yep, the virtual reality headsets, the Oculus Rift and the Samsung Gear VR. So they were quite expensive, but the day after we sat and talked, Google actually came out with an update to something very cool. If you haven't heard of it, go Google Cardboard right now. Google Cardboard is a virtual reality headset made of cardboard. And you can buy one online from £3.95.
That cheap for a virtual reality headset. Have you seen them? Have you tried them? What are they like?
I have tried cardboard. It is amazing.
Is it?
Of course, it's cheating. It's not completely made of cardboard. Mm. You have to slot in a smartphone. So there's only a few smartphones that work with it, the latest Samsung Galaxies, the Google ones, the Motorola ones. But check out Google Cardboard.
Google Cardboard. Look online.
You have to buy a sort of cardboard fold-up box that Velcros together. It has some lenses in, and then you have a special Google Cardboard app you download for the phone, all free. And then you have a virtual reality headset that tracks your head. You can move your head around.
For three francs.
From three francs.
Do you have to make them yourself? Does it come as a flat sheet and you
fold
it up?
You have to fold it up. Yeah. And stick bits of Velcro on.
That gives you something
to do. If you're not that sort of good at folding, you can buy a 3D printed one or a plastic one for anything up to about $40. But that's about as expensive as it goes. So, like I said, just after we talked, they announced a new thing called Jaunt Virtual Reality. And that's got music concerts, so people like Paul McCartney, Jack White. There's a fashion tour. There's even a trip to Middle Earth. And there's always also games. There's a 3D art experience.
Anything educational on there at the moment? Because it's often two industries that drive technology or technological developments. One is the education industry and one is the porn industry. I won't ask you if there are any porn applications, but it's a family program. But what about educational uses for these virtual reality headsets?
I think for Google Cardboard, probably not, but for Oculus Rift, yes. I think there's quite a few things out there like that. But at the moment, they're all in the developer stage. So they're actively developer kits, looking for people to come and develop.
I'd say 2015 is going to be the year for virtual reality headsets made out of cardboard, £3. You can't really go wrong. When you finish with them, you just take them down to the deschette and recycle them into something else. Hey, I've got a story for you. I had it in the news yesterday, and I thought, I've got to ask Paul about this. Our new gadget guru joins us here on Drive Time 25. Five after four. IKEA stores, I don't know if you saw this in the news yesterday, I heard this. IKEA stores in Switzerland are now selling solar panels. One store is going to trial them over the next 12 weeks, and by February, all IKEA stores across Switzerland will be selling them. A 4-kilowatt system is going to cost about 7,600, give or take francs. Mm-hmm. 7,600. There's a 4,800 franc subsidy from the Swiss government. Do you know much about solar?
I've actually got solar panels on my roof of my house. So around here, certainly around Lake Geneva, solar power works very well.
What about on days like today?
On days like today, it's a little less.
Might be a cold shower.
It's a little less good. But this is about the average sunshine, and we're actually pretty lucky. We've got two of the biggest installations in Europe on top of the Meyrin. Right, the main shopping centre here, and on top of Pal Expo.
Do we?
Take a look on Google Earth.
That's why we
see amazing fields of solar panels.
That's why we call him the new gadget guru. How big is your system at home? And what would a 4-kilowatt system that they're selling at IKEA power?
My system's actually only 2.2 kilowatts. I don't have that large a house, but I have some of the roof reserved for solar water heating, which is slightly more efficient than the electricity. It depends on what you've got. The 2.2 kilowatt system would cover all of my homes.
Gadgets?
Use all of my gadgets, yeah, for sure, if I didn't have electric heating.
Okay. But, it's not too bad. What are the savings on power? What are you saving on your power bill, do you reckon?
For me in France, I was lucky enough to get the deal where I sell all my electricity back to the grid. That's how it works in France. So my power bill is actually negative.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Is it worth the investment, would you say? As I mentioned just before, 7,650 thereabouts at IKEA, 4-kilowatt system, subsidised to the tune of 4,800 by the Swiss government. I mean, that leaves the gap of, say, 2,750 thereabouts that you're paying. Worth that investment for the potential savings?
Crunch the numbers, but at those prices, almost certainly yes.
Yeah, and those subsidies won't last for forever. Saw a 3D Christmas tree offer the other day here in Switzerland. What's the most unusual 3D printed object that you've ever seen?
Ooh, now that's a good one. There is a designer in Barcelona who specializes in organic designs for things to be 3D printed. And he makes things that look like they grew on a coral reef.
Wow.
So that's probably the coolest thing I've seen.
Company here in Neon who are doing 3D printed Christmas trees for around 300 francs. Where's the 3D printer technology heading in 2015, Paul Brister?
In 2015, we're going to see the first of the open source laser sintering machines. So there's actually a company in Switzerland doing a Kickstarter right now. Indiegogo, get it right.
So and, many of them these days, hard to keep up, isn't it?
Exactly. So their one is, it's about 5,000 francs, and that one makes material out of plastic. And then there's actually an Australian company that's working right now on a metal 3D printer. Mm. So it takes the same laser technology, melts bits of metal together to print out of titanium.
Even. The only problem with the Australian 3D printers is that they're upside down because they're from down under.
Yeah, but it's a 3D printer. We don't care which way up it is.
Yeah, that's true. Boom, boom. I like that. Skype Translator that you've just heard about, where it translates Skype conversations in real time.
Yep, this is the first time that I've ever been upset that I don't have Windows on my computer. They've just released the Skype Translator preview for Windows 8.1 only. They're trying desperately to get you to dive into this. And this does real-time voice translation. Currently only between English and Spanish, so it's only good for our listeners that have Spanish friends, but there's a few here, I'm guessing. It does text translation between 40 languages, so I think that will help us, maybe even help the UN, who knows.
And, you know, it won't take that long. I mean, they've got the Spanish-English translation going on at the moment, but give it a year or two or three, and before you know it, there'll be an extensive range. Won't that be amazing?
Well, it'll mean that you can start doing World Radio Switzerland in different languages as well, simultaneously.
I struggle with English, so it's always great to see you. You up for one more before? Hold on, what's next Tuesday? That's Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yep. Next Tuesday, no, it's the 23rd.
The 23rd. That's right, it is too. You up for one more next Tuesday?
We can do that.
Yeah, great. Because we're going to be continuing until the 23rd with Drive Time. I think Mark might even be coming in on the 24th, but I finish up on the 23rd. So next Tuesday, it'll be like school breakup day. We'll be mucking up and having a bit of fun and playing around next Tuesday afternoon. Look forward to catching up with the new gadget guru. His name is Paul Bristow. Paul is he's one of the founders of Pangloss Labs. You can follow their development if you're interested to find out more. You might be curious about some assisting them with some funding or investing or whatever else. It's all about open source hardware. Pangloss Labs, one word, .org to find out more. 4:30 here on Drive Time. We thought we'd finish up our chat this afternoon with Paul with a little bit of a Christmas tune before we head to Drive Time local news. This is Mulled and a Perfect Christmas. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
Don't mind if Santa doesn't call. There's just one thing I'll